I made it. I traveled back in time. What year is it? 2020. You there.
Me?
Yes, I'm your future self.
What?
Now listen carefully. I come from the year 2042. You're an international sensation. You marry Olivia Holt. Good times.
I do?
Never mind that. You are a super famous author. Your podcast, The Author's Journey, is listened to by millions. You win a Nobel Peace Prize. You're a Stephen King's protege. Well done, my boy. But listen, I need to warn you about some bullshit you're about to face along the way. Now listen carefully. Wait, no, I can't hold it. Don't cheat on Olivia with Gal Gadot. It's not worth it, even if she is Wonder Woman. Think of the children, man. Oh, and you die a horrible death.
Damn, future me is crazy. Welcome, cryptic fans, to the trippiest episode of The Author's Journey with the current Gary Khan, featuring the crazy cooked out future Gary Khan, author, podcaster, blogger, time traveler, international man of mystery, and apparent breaker of hearts. Now, before we continue, a big shout out to Nemesis1423 for the awesome review of the podcast. Thank you, my good sir. We appreciate your love and much love right back at you. Now, before we go and look into the future, we need to go back to the beginning. My earliest memory of writing was from primary school. The teacher-parents conference was coming up and I was nervous as hell to have my parents come and see me in my studious element. So I scribbled together a masterful prose called Mr. Brown's Trip on the Bus. I was fascinated with buses because of the magic school bus back then. I had big dreams of becoming a bus driver, a noble profession. My mom read the story and laughed her head off, and the next few years she spent every moment cornering other moms and teachers in the corridors on the sports field, bragging about her son's writing prowess. And the young author Gary Khan was born. The seed planted, I spent several summers and my spare time crafting amazing stories, and I fell in love with reading. I would run around the garden in my childhood home, acting out my stories. Any sane parent would have realized what a batshit crazy kid I was. Except not my parents. They let me roam free. In high school, I refined my craft and shared with my grade 11 teacher that I plan on becoming an author. He laughed me out of his classroom. Well, screw you, Mr. Walters, you bastard. I sent him a signed copy of my first book I ever published. I wonder what he thought of that. Now, the journey wasn't easy, and there are some things I could not have predicted would happen once I became an author. So, when are you considered an author? Merriam-Webster says, an author is a writer of a literary work, such as a book, or one that originates or creates something. Oxford says, a writer of a book, article, or document. Someone who writes books as a profession. Now, it's a common understanding that an author is not someone who speaks about writing, but one who has past tense written something and puts it out there for public scrutiny. The works must be published. I've been writing all my life, albeit not very well. I have only recently become an author since I published The Coward on the 19th of December, 2019. Now, you don't have to publish a book formally to be an author. If you blog, write articles, write poetry, write whatever, and publish them on some platform, then you are an author. The journey starts when you decide to become an author. So in my definition, there's a conscious choice you make, and at that stage, you are an author. Now, what can you expect when you decide to become an author? Step 1, nothing happens, at least not for a while. You tell your friends and family and share how you are a writer and writing a book or a blog or whatever, and after a while, when you don't produce the goods, their interest fades, so nobody gives a shit, and neither do you. Next, if you really are destined to be an author, some life event acts as a catalyst to get your ass into gear and you start writing something. Now, after completing it and sharing it with others, and the complete and utter shittiness of it becomes apparent, people will bring that to your attention for sure. You think you are a complete failure and you give up. What's the point? Right? Now, at this stage, most give up here and never move past this point. My catalyst was my dad. He purchased a self-publishing deal for me, and the publisher was on my ass constantly to produce something. I submitted a first draft after about 18 months of writing and got people to read it, and I shared it, and man oh man, was the feedback humbling. The amount of bad reviews that I got on that. Very crippling, very humbling for someone who thought they were an author most of their life. Now, if you really, really are destined to be an author, you cut through the bullshit and get angry. Real angry. You want to prove everyone else an idiot and save some face. Now, that anger fuels the discovery of your hidden authorial talents. You research and you write and you improve and you research and you write and you improve, and you get caught in an infinite loop where you are constantly growing as a writer but never produce a finished work. Most of the people that I know who are authors get stuck in this never-ending loop. So I spent 5 years in that bitch, and boy oh boy, was it no fun. Now, only authors who have spent enough time in the loop accumulating life experiences actually say, enough is enough. I am tired of the same old bullshit. You muster all your strength and give your work in progress a final big push. It's finally complete, but you are not that happy about it. Well, you could wait around and try to lavish the thing until it's perfect, or you're so frustrated and tired of this damn book or article or blog or whatever that you just publish the damn thing. And that happened to me. In November 2019, I'd had enough. I spent almost all the leave that I had accumulated for that year, taking it early from a December period onwards, and I finished the damn thing and I submitted it for publishing. Congrats to me. Now, if you've reached that milestone, then you've achieved the milestone that millions, and I mean millions, of other authors achieve every single year. Nothing special yet. So now, you are a published author. You post over all your social media pages and get advanced copies sent to you by the publisher, and you start the hustle of selling to family and friends and colleagues. Things are looking up. Your numbers are blowing up. People are buying your book. They corner you in the corridor at coffee breaks at work, and people are saying, can I get a signed autograph, guy? And you say, for sure, for sure. Right? You're now a published author. Maybe the girl that you've been crushing on for some time hollers back at you and says, ooh, author. You're like, yeah, 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 what it is. Right? Fantastic. Now, for a real author, you sell to everyone you know and they support you because they love you, and after your entire network is tapped out, your sales and reviews plummet, and once again, nobody gives a shit. Now, if you reach this stage, then you're hitting a milestone that almost every single newly published author hits. For many, their egos are too badly injured and they fade away into the margins of history, never to be heard of again. For others, they think, maybe I will do better on the next one, and begin working on their second novel. And they do the same cycle, and then maybe a third novel, and a fourth novel, and they achieve the same or similar success each time with marginal improvements. What to do, what to do? Well, there's a shitload of things you can do. Stay tuned to this podcast for ideas to take your writing career to the next level. Over the next few weeks, we'll be looking at different things that you can do to make sure you blow up and you stay up. That's the key. Blowing up is one thing, but staying up is another thing. Now, I'd like to take a moment just at this point to raise something that most people will never expect. Now, your family and your friends will be the greatest support to you as an author. I can't even begin to stress how amazing my family and friends have been during this time, and even my colleagues who have just given me such great praise, such great inspiration to continue writing, to continue putting my word out there. But here's the key thing. Your family and friends are supportive of you, not necessarily your work. And that might be a controversial thing to say, but let me explain. Hold up before you start to lynch me and come at me with pitchforks and fire. Whoa, 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 right? Take a step back. Let's get into it. And let me give it to you like this. Your family wish you well. Your friends want to see your every success. I'm sure they do, because they want to fly around the world jet setting, celebrating on yachts in Mykonos and wherever the hell super famous, super, super rich authors celebrate. All right? But the key here is they are not going to support your work as well as you think they are. So what you definitely need when you start pumping out that content, pumping out books, whatever it is, blogs, you need people to go in, you need them to read the book, and you need them to review the book. The key is not to tap out your entire network for their sales worthiness, right? You don't want to make money off of your friends and family. The key is exposure. That is what every author really desires and really needs. You need exposure into the market. And the key is you need your friends and family to spread the word, number one, and two, to give you reviews, to write different articles, to spread the love, spread the knowledge. Think about this. If each person has on average about 100 friends on different social media platforms, on average, and they each share your content with all the people in their circles, and those people share it with the 100 people that they know in their circles, while in a short while, you instantaneously blowing up. That's exactly how things go viral. Think about these funny memes that we share around on WhatsApp, on social media like Twitter, Instagram, wherever, right? 9gag, love that shit. When you share those memes, they go viral because you get to the point where a different group is sending you a meme and you're saying, I've seen this one from the other group. That's exactly how it happens. Now, why are you not going viral where you have a network of at least 1,000 people? I've got 1,500 friends on Facebook, people that I've known in my broader network over a long period of time. I've got 900 and something followers and people on my LinkedIn profile. I've got 400 followers on Twitter. Don't even get me started. And a couple of followers on Instagram. And I've been posting and pushing and trying and getting people to review the book, read the book. And of all of those followers, let's round up and be nice and say I have 2,000 followers. Of the 2,000 followers, I've had about 100 people read the book, and I've had about 15 people review my book, all right? And this is just personally coming from my personal network of people. Now, for a person who knows 1,500 people to have only 15 people read the book, that's approximately 1%, if my math is correct. And that's not a good number right there. And after a while, all of that plateaus and drops away. So now what do? How do you get yourself exposed further? Because the word of mouth is gone and you old news, even to your family and friends. Now, it's a very disheartening thing to go through and experience. But like I said, it is a milestone along in your author's journey, because your general expectation is that by sharing with that entire network, somehow you'll blow up. But it doesn't necessarily work that way. So if your network is like mine, they don't really read, least of all in the genres that I write in. So it's interesting. People said to me all the time, I don't really read fantasy, but I'll read your book. Great, it's helpful, and I appreciate it. Now, don't get me wrong, all the family and friends listening to this, this is not me trying to pick out on grudges against you. I'm just there telling you what I have experienced as an author and what many, many millions of other authors can expect to experience there. I had a chat to a friend trying to launch her yoga platform. Amazing stuff. If you haven't checked it out yet, check out Whispering Tiger Yoga. Fantastic, amazing content. Get your asses fit. I know that I'm struggling to hit those poses, but damn, is it good fun. And we were just having a chat and basically sharing the concept of how little support you actually get from your inner circle as well as your broader network. It is quite shocking, but it's something you have to realize. You cannot rely on family, and you cannot rely on friends, and you definitely cannot rely on your colleagues to get you out there and get you exposed. So you need to go into the places where your readers are, and you need to connect, and network, and build up the following one reader at a time, one follower at a time, and that's what you do. Now, there's more than that in later episodes coming up, so watch out for that. I just thought I'd have to warn and share that with you. It was quite disheartening in the beginning, but I have an amazing group of friends who I could share that with, and they were happy to hear the feedback and be rebuked by my statements. So all you friends of Garry Khan, be rebuked. The big takeaway, each person's author's journey will be different. But hopefully in sharing my story, which mimics most others, you can see that firstly, this shit ain't easy. And not everybody makes it. One of the earliest things you need to reconcile with yourself is, why are you doing what you're doing? Why do you want to become an author? A career in business, medicine, or law will bear far greater fruits and more consistent fruits, to say the least, than ever becoming an author. In these careers, you work hard and you get rewarded for that hard work. A surgeon who dedicates himself to understanding his practice and developing his skill set is paid increasingly better over time. It just works out that way. Now, not so with the creative arts. Not everyone becomes Margaret Atwood or Stephen King, my boy, right? Most just don't. So you need to readjust your expectations with reality and work on your craft. You have to work harder and longer than anyone else in the world. Let me say that again. In the world. That's a big task, because there are busy beavers beavering away with the same desperate desire as you. Now, decide how much you want it, because if it is not really bad, like aching in your bones bad, this is a good place to get off the bus and no one would judge you. I bet you I wouldn't. For the rest of us, it's back to the grindstone, back to humility, back to hard work, back to no recognition, back to demotivation, back to the difficult grind, back to no sales, no reviews, no support, FML days. That's the shit that you can expect when you become an author. But it's not all bad. There is hope. As I said, listen out for the tips in the coming episodes. And I told you, I got you. Now, this wasn't an easy episode to record, unlike the other fun ones that I did in the past, but it's the real shit. We had to do some real talk today, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please subscribe, like it, share it, and let others benefit from the knowledge that we dropped today. Leave a review on Apple, Google, Spotify, or any platform of your choice. My favorite platform so far is definitely podchaser.com. Also, do me a favor and check out my newly launched website, therealgarrykhan.com, for more awesome content like this, for blogs, for short stories. All the connects are on that page, so hit it up and let me know what you think. Also, connect with me on my socials. Instagram is realgarrykhan, Twitter is mundaneentropy, and Facebook is therealgarrykhan. I would love to hear from you. Write a review of this episode on your favorite platform. And tell us, share with us, what happened to you after you became an author. I want to hear. We got to spread the stories. We got to acknowledge one another. We got to recognize. So hit me up. I want to hear from you. But that's all for us. Thank you very much for listening. And adios, muchachos.